The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. No sooner did the story of the Russian password hackers break than CBS's Jeff Pegues got word of yet another cybercrime.
The personal and financial information of thousands of government workers could now be at risk
because of a cyber attack on the private company that runs background checks on federal employees. And I think the question that haunts a lot of us is, how long will it be before they start breaking into banks on a regular basis? Until the day comes when you log on to your online account and suddenly find a balance of zero. More after this from Charlie. We are still not being given details of the reported theft by Russian hackers of 1 billion usernames, passwords, and email addresses. But we've been told it involves at least some Fortune 500 companies. The clear implication being that a significant number of individual bank accounts could be hacked. These revelations are coming from private computer security companies who are clearly worried about disclosing too much. But CBS's Jeff Pegues was able to get some informed speculation from cybercrime specialist Jim Lewis.
420,000 website. What does that tell you?
What it tells me is that the hackers found a vulnerability and then they crawled around on the internet looking for places using that database software and took everything out.
And so again, we are all being asked to change our passwords. But you know this won't be the last time. And you get the feeling that this technology we all now depend on has a fundamental flaw.
So I do online banking, right? But when you do it, you have to realize maybe some guy named Igor is also watching what I'm up to. And that's a risk we all have to take.
Well, I'm glad he can smile about it. He must be imagining what it'll be like when they finally track down this Igor.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
Just give me back my passwords. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.